Aaliyah wore a white dressing gown when she came to the door. Her dark hair was wet. Wet, letting the moisture simply evaporate into the dry air. Scrubbers on the walls and ceiling recaptured most of the humidity, but the lax water discipline still surprised Jessica, even here in the keep. Standing in the open doorway, Jessica said, "I want to know why your guards shot and killed a man in the street tonight." "A woman. Apparently his wife said he was just a shopkeeper and she was taken away as well." "You must be referring to Amas Cain?" "Yes. I signed his arrest order and followed the proper forms. He is a seditionist, promoting hatred against me, destabilizing my regime." Jessica crossed her arms, not softening her position. "And your evidence?" Aaliyah brushed a strand of wet hair away from her face. "A copy of an appalling new manifesto from Bronzo was found in his smoke shop." "Simply finding such a document is sufficient reason to call for his execution without further investigation." Jessica remembered how she had seen the Waku aboard the Highliner discreetly depositing Bronzo's tracts in public places. "In whose court of law?" Aaliyah stiffened. "Mine, of course, because I am the law. Have you read Bronzo's most recent manifesto? Instead of limiting his venom to Paul, the new document calls me and my husband the whore and the gola. Bronzo names you the mother of all evil and claims you took so many secret lovers that no one can know whether Duke Leto was really Paul's father." Jessica drew back in surprise and puzzlement. Bronzo had written that? "All along, Bronzo's stated purpose has been to correct the historical record about my son and his rule. Why would he stoop to insults against you and me? Why does he need any further reason? He lives to spread hatred." Aaliyah invited her inside the chambers, offering to share a pot of melange-laced tea. "I'm glad that you're here with me. This will be a particularly dangerous night. Many operations are underway." Jessica heard alarms sounding outside. She crossed Aaliyah's quarters, still smelling the bathing perfumes and moisture in the air, making her way to a high window. Through the plaz pane, she saw an unusual number of aircraft flying over the city, playing their spotlights across the night sky. "Duncan is in charge of the details," Aaliyah said. "I could have asked Gurney to join him, but my husband was sure he could handle it himself. He is so dedicated and loyal. Tonight, the streets of Erekin flow with the blood of those who hate us, and tomorrow, our city will be much cleaner." Jessica's horror was tinged with amazement. As she looked at her daughter, the events seemed unreal. She realized with a further chill that Aaliyah had sent her to the refurbished temple without warning her of the violence that was about to be unleashed. Did she want me out there, in harm's way? Coldly, Jessica said, "Bronzo wrote terrible things about your brother for years, but Paul never felt the need for such an extreme reaction. Why are you so sensitive?" "Because Bronzo has escalated his campaign against the Imperial government. Therefore, I am escalating the response." "By reacting so extremely, you give his words a legitimacy they do not deserve. Just ignore Bronzo's criticisms. Then I would look weak, or a fool, or both. My response is entirely appropriate." "I disagree." Jessica considered using an appropriate shifting of voice in an attempt to bring her daughter to her knees, but that could precipitate a confrontation between them. Aaliyah was not without her own defenses. Still, she wanted to make Aaliyah see what she was doing. "Your father was called Leto the Just. Are you your father's daughter, or are you something else? A changeling." With a sudden movement, Aaliyah slapped Jessica on the face. It stung. Jessica saw it coming and chose not to evade the blow. Was this a petulant retribution for when she had struck Aaliyah only weeks before? Marshalling all the calmness she could, Jessica said, "The mark of a true leader, a true human, is to find a reasonable solution to intractable problems. You have stopped bothering to try. The ripples spread wide from here, Aaliyah. There are consequences for everything."
"You threaten me?"
"I counsel you, and you would be wise to listen. I am only here to help you, and I won't be here for long." Gathering her dignity, Jessica left the room. The hearts of all men dwell in the same wilderness. Tibana, one of the leading Socratic Christians. Standing in row after row, the men looked like a sequence of images in a hall of mirrors, one Bronsovernius after the other, each indistinguishable from the next. Dressed in identical white tunics and brown trousers, with similarly unkempt hair, they stood side by side in morning mists on the distant world of Four Anbus. Only one of the Bronsos was real. He looked surreptitiously at the others. The face dancers asserted they were all the same. Some still claimed to be Sielta, despite the very public execution in the Arakeen Square. Bronso didn't think the shapeshifters even knew the difference among themselves, but that did not diminish the sick feeling he felt inside. He would never be able to wash away the nightmarish memory of Stilgar's Chrisknife flashing into a body that looked indistinguishable from his own. "That was meant to be me." After the spectacle, face dancers had appeared all around the Imperium, dozens of them in Arakeen itself, providing enough diversions and distractions that the real Bronso could escape from Dune. In countless star systems, the shapeshifters would continue to take his place, and sightings of Bronso would occur on planet after planet. After much wasted time and effort, after interrogations and blood tests, all the captives would be exposed as imposters. Already, he was making Aaliyah look foolish in her pursuit of him. At least 5 additional shapeshifters had been executed, but none had revealed anything during protracted interrogation sessions. Such great and noble acts were seemingly incongruous among face dancers. As Bronso thought about it, he remembered that the original Reynvar the Magnificent had selected only the finest shapeshifters for his troop, those who would adhere to noble jongleur traditions. And as perfect mimics, picking up on nuances of behavior, the face dancers must have imitated the master jongleur at some point and absorbed his sense of honor. Now Bronso was in the midst of those he could trust, humans of a different cut. He and his doppelgangers were meeting on a planet whose once powerful civilization had long ago faded into history. The group stood together on a wide, flat promontory above the confluence of 2 rivers whose waters churned and flowed far below in the deep canyons they had cut. A sparkle of closely orbiting moons rode in the sky, visible even in daylight. Long ago, a monastery had stood on this site, where the first Socratic Christians had gained and consolidated political power. Four Anbus was a spiritual place, a beacon for their souls, but in the distant past, unremembered enemies had killed every person on the planet and erased most evidence that their sect had ever existed. The victors had shattered the stones of the monastery buildings and tossed the fragments into the raging torrents below. Only the evening before, Bronso and the jongleur troop had ventured down to the planet, which remained only sparsely inhabited after so many centuries. Bronso had made certain that several Weku attendants and others on the ship realized who he was and where he was going. Boarding another highliner under an assumed identity afterward, altering his features and clothing with sophisticated jongleur makeup and costuming, he would continue his journey, staying for a while and then moving on as usual. Striding to the front of the group, The face dancer replica of Reynvar the Magnificent scrutinized the identical Bronzos. The jongleur leader scratched his head and muttered to himself, unable to identify the real Ixion among the imitators. Finally, he said in a booming voice, "Even to a face dancer of my perceptive abilities, your voices, eyes, and mannerisms reveal nothing." All of the Bronzos smiled in unison.